Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKeon. What's cracking? What's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha McKeon and Big Dave.
We are officially back. It's your girl, Tasha McKeon, for Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Woo! All right, so I'm excited now. Lately, we've been covering so many different things. We've been getting so many different emails, Dave. And I think that Dave is a huge fan of the emails.
I like the emails
only because it's nice always topics. Something different.
I like the emails.
You never know what you're going to get asked,
right?
Which
and
is pretty neat.
You definitely throw that at me.
Well, because they want to know. They have great questions. And sometimes it's things that I can't even think of.
They've all been good.
Well, they really have all been good.
All of them have been
good. So what we've been, you know, allowing you to follow at the same time has been my back surgery situation. Okay, so this is the deal. June 3rd, back surgery happened. L4, L5, I forgot the name of the surgery. It starts with an L. Damn it. But I wanted to keep everybody abreast as to what was going on because, of course, on our Instagram page at Big Dave's Power Half Hour, half is the word, we've been sharing so many different parts of the back surgery journey amongst foods and all kinds of great things and people that we're connected with. But a lot of people had a lot of questions like, how are you doing now? Are you still doing good? Are you progressing well? And Dave will tell you, it's up and down.
It is a day-to-day progression.
It is a day-to-day progression. So sharing with you, a lot of this journey has been helpful to me, I think. I gotta say, definitely helpful to me. But right now, at this point, my pain level is very high for the past week. And I'm only sharing this because Dave actually has gone through this numerous times in his life. So he's the hope in this whole piece for this podcast this week. But I'm sharing this because there's so many people that have reached out, people that I've never met before or seen on social media who are asking questions like, Tosh, do you think that the back surgery is the best thing? Do you think a fusion is the best thing? Do you think this? I can't tell you what to do for you, but I would never do a fusion for me personally.
Yeah, they wanted to do back surgery on me when I was in that same position that you kind of were in, and I was very apprehensive because of what I do and what I wanted to do in the future. Numerous specialists and doctors and surgeons that I spoke with, It was a half and half thing. So like half of them were like, yeah, it may not be a bad idea to go the surgery route because then you're kind of avoiding all the little things leading up to that.
Yeah.
So rather than do that, you know, just go right for the grand slam, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And I chose the latter. And I mean, it probably was a lot harder and a lot worse for me from a pain standpoint.
Yeah.
But I think that looking back on it now, I think I made the right decision. And I see with you, it kind of was like, all right, let's do the surgery. Because obviously they saw something that needed
opposite.
To be. Right. You kind of did opposite. So you kind of went, you know, you went grand slam right out the gate.
I was tired.
But because that's what you were told to do and that's what the best prognosis was for your situation.
I think
that for you, I think it was the best way to do it. And I think now, looking back, you know, I still think it was the best way to go about it after knowing all the situations you were in.
Yeah.
But I think now with your pain and where it's at and you not being able to be as mobile as you should be at this point then now we're kind of going back and cleaning up some stuff that needs
to be
done. And I don't think it's the actual surgery aspect of what we're cleaning up. I think it's the subsidiary things that are aggravating things worse than the actual surgery did.
Yeah.
Surgery needed to be done. That's
absolutely
a fact. Because obviously they wouldn't have gone in.
I couldn't move.
Right.
My legs were no longer.
I think that being said, I think that now we're kind of like dealing with the tedious stuff, but the tedious stuff almost is worse than the major.
It feels like it.
And it shows on you. And, you know, obviously you guys can't see us, but you hopefully you'll see us on the Instagram. But, you know, Tosh is a beautiful woman, and obviously,
she's
got her game going down, but she can hardly move. And I've been there, done that, and I'm sure everybody listening and hearing our voice, someone sometime has been through that same process.
At some point.
Exactly.
No matter
whether
what
it's
your
lifting,
age.
Whether it's falling down, whether it's an accident, it could be anything.
Yeah.
But we're all still dealing with the same
something,
type of pain.
Yeah.
And we're here to just kind of give you some ideas of how to go about maybe helping to get it fixed and what to ask the doctors and the specialists,
yes,
as opposed to just going in there blind. And
right.
I think between Tasha's and I's experiences, you know, we kind of are experts in a way, because
uh-huh,
there's really not one thing that we haven't gone through with,
mm-mm,
this procedure with lower back, lower lumbar,
mm-hmm,
SI, sciatic, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scary because, you know, I remember when I had my lower back issues, the first thing they wanted to do
long ago was that? Not to cut you
probably
off.
Probably like 20, 25 years. And
wow.
So, you know, it was a long time. And I'm still to this day, even though I did have the nerve blocks and the radial ablations, and you know, with the burning of the nerves, which we'll kind of get into, I still do have some discomfort and pain because it just doesn't go away.
But how do you deal? Like 25 years ago,
you know,
and he looks amazing, first of all. You got to check out the Instagram page. But how do you deal with that? Like, it makes me tear up. I cannot imagine dealing with this 25 years.
You know, it got to the point for me, I couldn't even put a sock on. And you know how it is. And
I can't even put my underwear on without help.
Right.
Like,
and, you know, I had to figure out different ways when I was by myself to kind of, you know, reach down and do it, because it got to the point where I couldn't even lift my leg up off the floor. And
yeah,
I'm sure a lot of our listeners,
yes,
and you guys listening now and stuff like that can relate.
Yeah.
And again, it just doesn't have to be any sort of lifting problem or accident or something. It could be anything.
It could
skiing,
be anything,
walking,
man,
falling off a curb, tripping.
Slip.
I mean, it could be, yeah, slipping on ice. I mean, so it's one of those things that I think that you know, Tosh brought to my attention this morning. Is like, we're going to talk about her journey. We're going to talk about this situation. I think it's a great, great topic because, again, it isn't just with lifting, but with you guys trying to get into the lifting aspect and bettering yourself with the healthy aspect.
Yeah.
And it definitely does affect, because obviously if you can't move and you're in traction and you can't get out of bed, then
yeah,
you can't go on a bike.
And
you can't lift anything.
It messes with you mentally. Like, this is, it's been a week, it's been 7 days. And for me, I like to be transparent because I'm the kind of person that's always full of energy, like Dave knows. And I think that's why we mesh so well, is that we have such great vibes. And for me, I'm always, always happy, but I wear my pain on my face. So for my brother, Dave, to compliment me and say, I look pretty cool today, that felt like a lot to me, because when I look in the mirror, I see my pain. So
right. For
me, I think the reason I decided to go and get my back surgery was, of course, the doctors were recommending certain different things for me and I was listening, you know, but I thought to myself, at one point I was like, hell no, because if the pain is this high and it can get, you're telling me there's a possibility that it can get worse. And then when it did get worse for me, when my legs completely went out one day, I went home from work. We had a bunch of meetings here at this radio station. Went home from work, got on my bed, had some soup, got off the bed to go potty. And my legs just gave out. And I thought to myself, okay, we're going to have to do this. So now here we are 4 months later, fast forward, and I'm healing pretty well. Got some bumps in the road.
Right.
They think Dave can agree.
Right.
And I thank God for Dave, because if something's wrong, I can hit him up at any time. Like, hey, Dave, what do you think? And he's always recommending the best doctors, the best, you know, the best pain specialists, things like that. And now I'm to a point where it's just like, it kind of starts to depress you, if
it does.
We could be transparent.
Well, because I think that, you know, for you and for you in particular, and I'm sure, again, a lot of people can relate to this,
yeah,
is you get started because you start feeling better. And then with your situation, it kind of started to progressively get worse because,
yeah,
now those nerves are getting a little bit exposed and, you know, you're
moving
a certain way. Like, you know, getting in the car can be such a
nightmare
for
scream.
You. Like yesterday when we were doing our thing, you know, you couldn't even hardly get in the car or out of the car.
Brother.
And it's just the simplest little tasks.
Yeah.
That really affect you and will affect you all day.
Yeah, it does. And it really messes with you.
And you know, loved ones, of course, can relate because they want to try and help. And honestly, the people that go through this, myself included, and Tosh and other, everyone out there that has gone through this and or
mm-hmm,
going through this now, there's really nothing anybody can do.
Mm-mm.
You know, they, you know, you're almost like, just leave me alone in a way, because
you don't even want to say,
yeah, because you don't want to project your pain and your negativity onto them,
other people.
But,
right.
But, you know, you want the sympathy because, like, you know, I kind of need some help here.
Yeah.
You know, even a task of getting in the shower is difficult sometimes. And
just putting on your underwear.
Yeah, and
like,
it comes and goes. And it's one of those things, like, one day you wake up, it's like, oh, damn, I feel pretty good today.
I feel good today.
And then an hour, you move out of your chair the wrong way and
that's
you're
it.
In traction again.
You turn around to,
yep,
to reverse your damn car.
Right.
And really quick, because Dave's touched on something that was really, really important that I think needs to be brought up. Those people that are out there supporting you during your pain, during your chronic pain, living like myself, make sure that they understand that you do appreciate them. And the people that are out there supporting those that do help other people, please never take nothing personal. Like, if they're ever short or anything like that, it doesn't mean that they don't appreciate or they're not grateful for you. It's just pain speaks louder than anything. And it's pain steals from you, and it really, really sucks.
Like, it becomes cumbersome, I think, is what it is, because the last thing a lot of people want to do is be needy and reliant on someone. And even someone like yourself that's so active, and myself as well at that point. You know, we're so active, we're running around, we're always happy, we're always jovial. So people see us, and then all of a sudden, you're kind of quiet, you're not your normal big time, you know, positive attitude self. And people are like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And the last thing you want to do is, oh, it's my back again.
Yeah.
And people are like,
it's
again?
Like you get tired of the
combo. How the hell can it be your back again? You just had surgery. You should be recovering.
But
they don't get it. And they don't understand until it happens actually to you.
Yeah.
And again, this could be something very small or it could be something very large. And you don't want to let it go. You want to make sure that, you know, you go see your doctor. Go see this recommended specialist. Again, get second opinions. You know, Tasha's person that did her surgery did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, it's time to kind of have somebody else step in
and we did that.
Take over,
and
that's
that.
What we're doing in the exact process as we speak right now. And you know, it's going very well. And shout out to Dr. Gabriel and Mountain View, all those guys that are helping us. They did my work, and they were absolutely exceptional.
Such a great facility.
They're a great group of people, and the doctor, Dr. Gabriel, like we said, and all the PTs there, Mike and those guys, they are an amazing group, and they know their stuff, and
they do.
And you know, so don't not take those situations for granted. Listen to what they have to say. I know sometimes can be rudimentary and stupid, standing there with a ball in your hand or a band in your hand, and
you're
thinking,
just like,
this
I want
is
relief.
Dumb.
What
like,
is
this?
This
is dumb. What is this?
Right.
But let me tell you something. Their method to their madness is definitely worth it. And,
to get you better.
And it does get you better. So just listen to them, because I was very skeptical when I first walked in there. I have a personal, not a personal trainer, but a PT that I'm a personal trainer, and a PT that was basically the size of my forearm trying to tell me how to lift a ball and roll on a foam roll. And not to lie, but I didn't really know how to work a foam roll, but I never told them that. And because I'm supposed to be an expert at everything, and I didn't know how to I play around with a foam roll when I'm in the gym hitting people with it. So
yeah, he does.
You know, but I literally really owe so much to those guys over there, and I'm not just singling them out. I think this goes out to all the PTs and occupational therapists
that
and all these guys
from the heart.
That really work very hard to help someone like myself or Tosh try and get back to quality of life. And just something so simple as rolling on a foam roll can change your whole day.
It really can.
You know, Tosh can tell you right now, and hopefully she'll kind of give you a little bit of perspective, but she got on this table that's a rolling table.
Oh, my
God.
And
it changed her life, and she'll tell you right now.
So what happened was, I went to Dave, and I said, hey, my doctor that initially did my surgery was fantastic, but this is the deal. This is not happening. I'm not noticing this. He says, Tosh, you know, in my personal opinion, I trust Dave. So he's like, it's time for a second opinion. So did my boss. So did my family. So I went to this place. What is it called?
Mountain View Pain Center.
Amazing.
And
people.
They're all over
Lone Tree, Centennial.
Lone Tree, Colorado, Centennial. They have numerous places all over. And the people there, again, they have some of the top of the line
they
guys
do.
There. And they're so easy to get into and see. So check them out for sure.
You walk in, you feel like you're walking into your family's house. They're all like, you know, energy is high, but they're very professional. So I walk in and they do these different type of treatments on my back, like light touches, pressure points, things like that. They even put this awesome tape I still got on my back.
The Kinesis tape.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that tape is fantastic. Tape. If you don't know nothing about it, do some research on it a few different times, more than once, and get into all that. But I wind up getting on this table that was rolling, and I'm like, you know what? I just bought a brand new gorgeous bed. I'm about to rip that shit up and have my sons get underneath it and roll my back at home, because that's how good the bed was, and I forgot what it's called. What
the
is
rolling
that called?
Table.
It's just a rolling damn
rolling
table?
Rolling table.
Listen,
it's got this big-ass wheel on it that rolls on your back and feels amazing.
It's the most. You feel like you are getting a hard wave in the ocean without getting wet, without getting hurt, with any of that stuff.
But and exactly just, where it hurts.
And it perfectly works. Yeah. Like, it works. So if you have been going through, you know, going back and forth with your doctor, and you feel like, you know what, maybe it's time to step out of it. There's nothing wrong with doing that. At first, I thought, am I overstepping boundaries? Am I disrespecting my doctor? Honey, listen, you have one back. You have one life. So go get a second opinion if you have to do that. And that's exactly what I did. And I was excited about that. But with that new place and Dr. Gabriel and the staff, I'm so excited about that. So at least I'm on to something new, because I'm going to tell you, this pain is at an 8 right now. Yeah. I'm sitting here working with Dave, and pain just really, really sucks ass.
It does. It affects everything and everyone around you. And again, the last thing you want to do is be the martyr and like, oh God, she's not feels good again. But there's nothing you can do.
No,
there really
and it
is literally nothing you can do with this type of situation. Advil and all those little pain meds and stuff you try and take does not touch it.
It just gives you a bellyache or the bubble guts.
It does. And so, you know, guys, literally, you know, reach out, see what you can do. Don't. There's places that can help and people that can help. And even if you do have to pay a little money to do it, it is well worth the money.
Because it's your health.
It is your health.
And
those are the back issues and SI and lower lumbar. Those issues just get progressively worse. You know, it's not like a cut or like a hurt elbow, like lifting in the gym, like a tendonitis or, you know, something like that. These things get progressively worse and they rear their head, like I said.
Me.
So you think you're doing great and then you move the wrong way
and
you can't move
hair.
Again. Yeah.
A tiny damn hair. And you know what I think my problem was too, and I'm sure somebody out there listening, I used to crack my back. So I would turn and twist.
Right.
I don't do that anymore.
And that can definitely affect your hip placement.
That's the dumbest thing. Like, why the hell would I do that? There's nothing cool about that dumb shit. You know what I mean?
But for some reason, it felt good.
It did.
And it was more of a psychological thing.
And
it's like I cracked my knuckles, and they probably say, oh, well, your hand's going to be all crippled.
People do say that.
I have a crippled hand.
But see, when I cracked my back, I know this sounds ridiculous. I felt like my nose would clear. Dave!
Anyway.
All right, so let me just ask you this. With someone that's dealing with a chronic pain, now that this is pretty much, I've come to the realization that this can possibly be my life with chronic pain. And hopefully my goal, you know, I have been working out with Dave, but I had to take some time off due to the pain and due to the problem that I'm having in my left leg with a shooting pain and things like that we're working on now. Is there anything I could do to at least stay healthy while being in chronic pain?
It's definitely going to be the food.
Because I know I'm starting my Nutrisystem this Monday.
Yep, you started that, and I think
could that be a big thing for me?
Yeah. People that are proactive, people that are proactive with the food and diligent about the diet and really being careful what you eat during that process that you're not being as active as you were is going to be really the key thing. And you know, the biggest thing is just making sure that you're getting your calories in consistently, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
But being a little bit more careful and a little bit more diligent on what kind of food you're eating
because you're not
active. If you're not being active and not working out and knowing that you can burn those calories, then guess what? And we all know what happens. They kind of sit and they settle.
I'll get a tire around my waist.
And then basically what ends up happening is you end up putting on a little bit of weight, which is going to make you more upset because you're like, wait a minute. The scale said one thing the other day, and now it's 2-3 pounds
heavier.
Say
something else.
A lot of times it will be water because the body's in more of a storage state because it's a little bit injured. And when women get depressed, they hold water. When guys get depressed, we end up being flat a little bit, and we don't have that big puffy,
I'm over water weight.
So that being said, I think that it's one of those things that the food is really going to be the key.
Super.
Really staying consistent with that. And then carrying that over is when you can be a little bit more physically active. It makes it just that much easier. You know, so kind of utilize that time saying, okay, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
So there's really no reason to dwell and
but
get pissed off
But at least you can take care of yourself.
And that is a lot easier said than done. And I sit here on my little chair and I'm able to move without pain. I mean, I'm always in pain, but, you know, it's not as bad and it's tolerable, if I guess I can say that. And again, you guys can all relate to
Everybody's
that.
Different.
Everyone's different, but everybody has that tolerance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're sitting at an 8 to 9 on a pain threshold on a daily basis and you get down to a 5 or 6, you feel like you could jump hurdles and things like that. And
that's
it is
true.
That big of a difference.
That is true.
So I think that, you know, predicated on what we said, it's like if the food is in check and you're really eating consistent and you're eating clean, obviously give yourself a little bit of a cheat day. You can't be diligent every single minute of the day, and you shouldn't have to be. Then that's going to be your starting point. That's going to help tremendously.
But if you were like maybe some motivation, like a little star in the sky, like say you are dealing with chronic pain like myself and you are being strict with your meals and just feeling good because at least you know you're giving yourself what it needs to be good. Does that give you a jump start when you are able to become active?
100%.
Like the weight starts to kind of like maybe just drop right off your damn legs?
Because diet
from
being,
under your pants?
Diet being the biggest thing out of the whole configuration, you know, if you looked at it like a pie chart and you separated it in a pie chart configuration that people could relate to, you know, half of it, 50% is going to be food and diet and preparatory work.
Right.
Then you take like a quarter of that being diligent in the gym and being consistent, cardiovascular aspect, adding that to the weight routine and regimen, and then basically recovery and rest.
Okay.
So with that being said, all those particular little pieces of the pie all equal the 100% that we have. But 50% is still always going to be food and diet and preparatory.
Food.
If you have all your food prepped and ready to go, that's already 50% of the configuration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then when you can start getting a little bit more active and you're feeling a little bit better and you start doing a little bit more cardio, you've already eliminated the hard work that most
people
stumble on.
Someone might just start peeling like, there you go, take
exactly.
this, hold this fat
and
for
everyone
me, please.
Always takes, and everyone always hits that speed bump, majority of people that are doing this or just starting out and or do this for a living like myself, the food is always the problem. It's
really?
Always the hang up. You know, oh my God, I ate that really bad last night. Now I got to do all this cardio. Well, you can't do cardio because you can't really get out of bed.
No.
So what are you going to do?
Just get back on track.
Exactly. You just get back on track and don't beat yourself up over
it. But see, that's the thing. Beating
yourself
up.
It's a lot harder. It is harder.
But
said,
if you beat, when you beat yourself up for having a bit of a cheat day meals.
Right? Yeah.
Can you actually hold on to water and stuff like that because you're messing yourself up mentally?
100%, like, because the more you sit there and dwell on something, as we all know, you know, the more stress you get about it. And, you know, we all have that OCD
stress.
Part of us, that, you know, some more than others.
I do
as well. And I stress about sometimes things that most people may not and vice versa.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that when it comes to food, for me in particular, and I'm just saying me in particular, I'm always looking, okay, what's going to be that next meal that's going to make me bigger and bulkier and heavier, because that's what I'm trying to do.
Right.
So obviously sitting down and eating a green salad with some chicken in it, it's good for me, but is it enough?
Yeah,
and
not for you.
It's probably not enough.
Yeah.
But for me in particular, I can't eat a lot of food in one sitting.
Yeah.
So I may utilize that salad and say, okay, well, I'm going to eat clean right now for that one meal.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to probably have a cheeseburger or something like that 2 hours later.
So how many times a day do you eat?
Then? I eat seven times.
Is that including your meals? I mean, your snacks?
Yeah, that's including snacks. Because I'm a grazer, and what that means, if people don't know, is that I do eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
But I tend to graze a little bit more. Tasha's doing this really cool dance in front of me with this face on.
My pain is so high right now,
you
but
can see
I
it right
love
now.
Being here.
She still
with
looks
you.
Good with this face on. It looks she's making it as graceful as you could possibly make it.
It's like a ballerina up
in
here.
Yeah, right? Can't even get out of the chair, but she looks damn good trying to do it. But it's one of those things, like, and a lot of people probably can attest to this, is I graze. So in other words, I'll eat breakfast, but then an hour later I'll eat something else, and then an hour later I'll eat lunch, and then an hour later I'll graze on something else.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But you just got to make sure that you're either not overeating or undereating.
Oh, so how do you know you're not undereating?
Well, that's where kind of having that caloric intake number comes into play, and knowing where, you know, your metabolism is, your BMR is, your basal metabolic rate, and putting all those calculations together to come up with a caloric intake. So you don't want to chase the number, I guess, is the best way to put it. But you want to be somewhat within those parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
you're seeing
sense.
That with your app with the Nutrisystems.
Oh, my gosh.
The
I love that app.
And even if you're not on Nutrisystems, guys, check this out for listeners out there.
Please tell
download
them.
That NuMe.
Please.
The NuMe app. It's on all the platforms, Android, Apple. It's Nutrisystems app, but you don't have to be following the Nutrisystem program.
No.
It's very similar to MyFitnessPal or something like that, but it is a lot easier to use.
Yeah.
And their database is getting bigger and bigger and bigger with more people obviously signing up for it.
And it's
a free,
free
app, but it really does keep you accountable to how many calories you can eat per meal and what you have left.
You know what I wanted to ask you?
What's up?
You know, obviously Dave trains us. Can you see what I eat in my NuMe?
I can see it if I have your login info.
I got to give you that.
So you can share that with me.
I want you to see it. So
and
if you're going to download it, it's NuMi. NuMe.
And it's on, like
not
I said, Android,
NuMe.
Apple. It's on everything. And I tell you what,
it's
guys.
It's amazing.
It is probably the most simple. And we don't get any props from Nutrisystems.
No, we don't get any
because
props.
Because I've used MyFitnessPal. I've used NuMe. I've used a Calorie Counter, all these. And the people that actually do count calories that are very diligent about, like, macros and stuff like that, it is by far probably one of the most user-friendly and
I
fun.
I love this app.
Because
love
it's
nothing.
Got all your food in it. And if you are in the Nutrisystems program, you can use your QRC code and just scan the food, and it puts everything in there.
Like, literally, you go on here, you hit the little press button, the little plus sign, and it'll show you how to scan. You while you're stuffing your face, you can scan your food. And then the cool thing is, too, you can put in, like you said, your calories at your max and it takes off as you eat each, you know, each meal, each snack, your water intake. It even gives you healthy freaking meals to make.
Yeah, it gives you recipes. It gives you ideas on snacks and stuff like that. So shout out to Nutrisense because they did a really good job with that app.
The food is really good.
It's not just proprietary for their stuff, which is cool.
Because
a lot
awesome.
Of the apps are sometimes just proprietary. Oh, well, if you don't use our food, then you can't use this app.
No,
theirs is an
like
open
that.
Platform, which is super cool.
Yeah,
really is.
They're for everybody. And that's really, you know what I wish they did? Is that I was able to put my steroid amount that I take every day from my damn medication from my back in there.
Yeah.
So they could tell me how much more water to
how
drink.
How much water to drink to get rid of the water you're
I'm
gaining.
I'm afraid of that. That's another thing. Shout out to everybody that's on steroids due to pain. And things like that, like that's gotta be a lot, and especially when you're just like, well, where the hell did this weight come from in 6 days? Like, I have four necks right now. That's how I feel like.
Do not.
I feel like it. Whatever. And that water weight is something, especially when you don't have ankles anymore. They're more like cankles. They are cankles.
She's full of garbage, everyone. She does not have that.
And
she makes herself sound way worse than she is.
Dave was like, Tasha, you better up your water, girl. Up your water, you'll thank me later.
Yeah, if there's one thing, and I definitely sound like that for sure. She's got me down pretty good. If there's one thing that we can definitely tell you guys, if you're ever on any sort of like opiates or pain meds or even like Advil and stuff like that,
really,
make sure your water increase is at least a gallon a day or try to hit a gallon a day. Because the more water you take in, the more it's going to help flush those narcotics and stuff like that
makes
out
sense.
Of your system.
Yeah.
And for women and guys, this does go out for us, but it's mostly women.
Mm.
Unfortunately, you end up getting very constipated. Everything backs up.
Brother.
So make sure you look at like a Miralax, a fiber laxative, something like that.
I carry my Miralax.
Psyllium seed husk is a very good one.
What is that?
Psyllium seed husk. It's a pill that you can take and or it comes in a powder form, and it is a very good digestant fiber.
Yeah.
It's very cheap. It has no flavor, but it's very beneficial for the system as well, and it just really helps really kind of keep everything flowing. But again, when you guys know, our listeners can definitely attest to this. I know we can. Whenever you take something like that and you are kind of stuck on that to basically make function on a daily basis, you know, you have to take into account it's going to mess up the system.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't take it just for that, and then they're in chronic pain.
You can't put a pencil in there to help you get
exactly.
it out.
Exactly. So, you know, utilize these little tips, and when you're on those particular products, take those things that we recommended because it's just going to make your life a lot easier, and it's going to help you get off of them a lot easier when you're done with them.
That's true.
So that's the biggest thing.
So what about if you're bored with water? And like, you know, water's important.
Oh, I don't like water at all. You guys always know I'm strapped to a Gatorade every day. Gatorade's always within an arm's reach for me.
Cut the check.
Shout out to Gatorade. I deserve a Gatorade truck from Gatorade. All right, but no, in real talk. You know, and I am not the biggest water fan.
I love water.
And that's a great
it's
thing.
It's all I drink.
You know, and that's the best thing you can drink. Yeah, Tito's and water is her drink.
Sorry.
But, you know, honestly, the best thing is going to be Crystal Light. Anything with a sugar-free, sucrose-free product is going to be wonderful. I only say Crystal Light because I love their tea with lemon.
I'm a
big iced tea person. It's amazing.
Really?
It tastes like real iced tea with lemon.
Okay.
And I'm a huge iced tea guy. You guys can have iced tea. Iced tea is great. Just try not to use the regular sugar as much as you can.
Okay.
But a lot of your products like Mio and all those things out there now are really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, just be careful, though, because you want to make sure that your blood sugar stays you know, relatively really neutral. So if you do start feeling like you're dropping a little bit, then make sure you do have a Gatorade or some sort of sugar drink
like
in hand. But yeah, stay with Crystal Light and stuff like that, more your sugar-free drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Those taste really good, and they're
mm-hmm.
packets. You can throw one in your purse. You know,
you
can throw one in your gym bag or your car, and you can mix it in your shaker bottle or a water bottle per what you want it to taste like, and it stays forever. It really does. The lemonade is bomb. Their lemonade with iced tea. Really good. Crystal Light's probably the best. Green tea is huge, too.
Green tea is
definitely great. Helps as a digestant, and it really does a lot of different things for the body. Helps from a probiotic standpoint. So it does a lot of stuff just as opposed to hydrate.
What is a tea that I like? It starts with a D. Dandelion.
Dandelion tea? Dandelion root tea?
Oh, that thing had me pissing like a
root. Yeah, it's like a natural diuretic. Dandelion root, green tea extract, natural diuretics, guys. So if you're holding a lot of weight from your narcotics or opiates that you're taking, dandelion root green tea extract is a natural diuretic. It will help.
So it's good.
It is very good.
For when you
and
take
don't think more is better, everybody. Just follow the directing dosing, and it'll help flush a lot of your water out and make you pee a little bit more.
Oh,
so just remember, the more water in, the more water out.
But see, one tea bag I could use twice. And you know what's funny? I'll take this 16 ounce of water, right. Put one tea bag in here, it turns brown, I'll drink it.
Right.
Maybe a few hours later, I'll refill the same 16 ounce, that same tea bag, and I'm good to go for
that
day.
Right, and that's great because, again, more water in, more water out.
So now, if you're not a fan of water, are there any fruits that people can get hydrated from with all the medication, steroids, things like that? Are there any fruits
that A lot of people like to infuse their water with, like, lemon, limes. You just got to be careful how long you let the water settle with the fruit in it because sometimes it can get really gross and fermented. So lemon lime seems to be the longest one, a couple days at least. Oranges are really good, but of course the orange has a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
So you got to be very careful because it will sugar the water and it's kind of defeating the purpose of the sugar-free.
I never even knew that. I thought it was because it was God's natural candy.
Cucumber and lemon is the best in water.
Cucumber,
and a little bit of mint.
I love that cucumber.
So if you want to infuse your water with something, guys, cucumber, lemon, lime, and mint is super good. It gives you a nice, refreshing taste, and it's not just water. So for those people like myself that don't just like the taste of water, infuse it.
But again,
just don't leave it sit for day on day on. You know, watermelon is huge. It's 90% water. So watermelon's a great thing to have.
It's
plus,
one of
the
my
sugar
favorites.
Is low.
Yeah.
The sugar is low. And just remember, you know, for the listeners out there, whenever you have fruit, have it earlier in the day than later in the day because
don't
the sucrose sits. So you want to try and have your fruit probably breakfast and lunch, a little bit, really limit it at dinner time if you can, depending on what kind of fruit it is.
Okay, so now we know why I went and did the back surgery. So for all these years, what did you do to give yourself relief when you have pain? Getting back on subject.
I think for me, you know, when I had my back procedures done, and I just currently had an RFA done by Dr. Gabriel over at Mountain View, and because unfortunately, I got in a car accident, so I had some injury
my
back, and you know, so Gabriel and I consulted, and we thought it was the best route for me, because with what I do with training and stuff like that, so a lot of people can obviously relate to something like that, and or just regular activity. It's not just working out; it's just regular activity. Getting back on track to be able to sustain just comfortable life.
Be active, yeah.
We felt that the RFA, which is a radial frequency ablation, which means in English, what that means, guys, is they basically put a needle in the back where your trauma and or pain is in the nerve, and they burn it. And what that means is they basically burn the nerve at the root, and then the nerve will grow back over time, so they can either A, go back in and burn it again, or basically they can kind of like at that point in time, hopefully with your PT and strength in that area, you're kind of not having as much pain as you did in the beginning.
Yeah.
I can honestly be honest with you, and I don't get anything for this or saying this.
No, we don't at all.
I'm literally saying this for my own personal benefit.
Yeah, sharing.
My pain threshold went from probably an 8 to 9 to a 2. And I mean, granted, don't get me wrong,
I
still have lower lumbar, but that's, of course, me training and being a little bit rough on my back and back in the gym.
Yeah.
But for the everyday average person, you would be able to maintain your everyday function with no problem whatsoever, other than a little nicks and bumps here and there. Because again, the nerve is going to grow back, guys, and that's just the body regenerating something that it's not used to getting
rid
of.
But at least you get some damn
relief.
But
you have, and it can last up to 6 months to a year, depending on the person. And then you can go back in and do it again. There's no negatives to it. It's a very simple procedure. It's not the most comfortable procedure, but let me tell you something. It's far more worth getting than dealing with pain on a daily basis. So
that's what I'm planning to do.
And those are something that are kind of evasive, you know, but again, when you're dealing with chronic pain on a daily basis, you know, you want to say, okay, I'm ready to nip this in the bud here.
Yeah.
And you know, again,
and live again.
Most of your doctors will perform it. They'll sometimes do a nerve block first. And the nerve block, what that means, guys, is basically they go in to the same vicinity and area where the pain is radiating.
Yeah.
Usually it's a pinched nerve and or, you know, a sciatic or SI issue that you may have a pelvic thrust or a hip displacement that's causing you your pain.
Yeah.
Or it could be something from pre-existing that you just never got taken care of.
Yeah.
And now your body's kind of regenerated those nerves, and now you got a pinched nerve and stuff like that. So what they do then is with a nerve block, they'll go in and they'll try and block the nerve. So they'll put a dye and an injection of medicine into the nerve itself to try and basically get it to not be as swollen and pissed off, I guess is the best
way to put it. Screams.
Your back is pissed is what it is.
Yeah,
your back
screams.
Is pissed. and basically we need to just shut it up. And that's, so they'll do the nerve block first.
Yeah.
And then what they'll do is when the nerve block block works, then what they'll do is they'll go in the same area that they did with the nerve block. It's pretty much the same procedure, but then they put the electrodes on the needle and they burn the actual nerve.
Do you so there's feel no, that?
You do feel it, but you know it's a little bit uncomfortable, not to lie, but it's nothing that you can't tolerate, and especially guys that have the pain that we all have had and or have now,
yeah.
It far is less than what you're dealing with on a daily basis.
It gives you some damn relief.
For 30 minutes, you can deal with the pain of them basically doing the procedure, and then after that, you're good.
But you know, it's for me, I just got to say this because I know somebody has to be thinking like me. Like, just because your doctor says one thing doesn't mean that you have to run with that. You can always ask a lot of different questions. You know, if you don't ask questions, you're never going to understand. You can always, like I said before, get a second opinion. And then when you are going in there for the nerve blocker or the
RFA.
Ask questions.
And they don't just do the RFA on the back,
don't
everybody.
Assume.
And Tosh hit the nail on the head. Don't assume that it's just the back. They do ACLs, MCLs,
wow.
PCLs, hamstrings, lower back. You know, it's just not the back. So people that have this same issue with a knee, for example,
yeah.
like your ACL could have a partial tear in it and they don't want to do surgery. You don't want them to do surgery.
A nerve block or something like that
could be good. And then sometimes PRP, which is, you know, they basically take your blood and spin it and then they basically inject it back in. Dr. B
what?
And those guys do that over at Revive. I've had that done on my knee, and I tell you what, it helped considerable. And you know, I didn't want to have surgery on my knee. I had a slight tear in my ACL.
Yeah.
We did PRP 3 times, and I'll tell you what, guys, I don't have any tear anymore. And so there are other scenarios that you can utilize now these days, like PRP, stem cell injections, radial frequency ablation, nerve blocks, that all these guys do. And so don't just think, like Tosh said, the one opinion is going to be the best. Do your research.
Ask.
Send us emails.
Yes.
Any questions that you think that we can answer for you, we are more than happy to. But just be diligent about asking and doing your research a little bit. And you will be so happy with what you find out.
It's your one life. It's your one body. It's your one back, your one arm, leg. I don't know what issues you may have going on. But today's podcast was pretty much talking about the relief that you can have as long as you open your mouth and ask questions. Because I never even heard of the burn thing.
Think that if you don't have insurance, these things are so far out of reach.
Right.
A lot of these pain.
I'm happy you said that.
These pain management centers and a lot of these doctors these days will work with you and because they get it. They understand. Sometimes, you know, you may not be fortunate enough to have insurance. So don't just not go because of that. Work with the doctors, take care of your situation, and they'll make it happen.
Financing, payment plan, or something. Just go for it. It's worth it.
Don't just say, well, I don't have insurance, so I can't afford it. That's not true.
Because I know people who are really like, you know, I don't have the medical. I'm not able to get Medicaid.
So
I'm not able to get
deal with the pain.
And they do.
Right.
And they're completely different people than they were years ago. So don't, you are not your pain.
No.
Don't sit in it. And if I'm not going to sit in it, we're sharing it with you so that you know that you're not alone.
Right.
And today, Dave was wanting to teach you how you can get some relief in many different ways. So keep your emails coming. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. And half is a word. So make sure you follow us. Make sure you like us. And if you have any questions or anything you want to send in, of course, it's Big Dave's Power Half Hour at gmail.com. I'm going to make like a singing thing. Dave, anything you want to say before we go?
No, guys, thanks for listening. Tosh, always a pleasure, hon. Victor, shout out to you for letting us do this. Can't thank you guys enough for all the support. I'm official now with these guys, and
yes.
I cannot be so fortunate.
Woo!
I choked up the other night. I was talking to my girl that we never thought this would actually happen. And, you know, now we're actually doing this.
Oh
and
God,
I have my little family, and I'm never one to kind of share feelings like that. But I just want to give a big shout out to all the people here at 107.5 in Denver for the hospitality. Most to Tosh and Victor, because without them, we wouldn't be here. And thank you for believing in me and giving me this opportunity.
Yes,
it doesn't
official.
Go unappreciated. And I cannot thank you and love you guys so much.
My boy is an Entercom employee now. Congratulations, D. We love you. And we got so many more great podcasts coming with Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.